Thank you very much, choir, for blessing us with your beautiful voices once again. And I would just like to say good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church in Morgan Hill, California. We're thankful that you're in our sanctuary. We're thankful that you're outside and over the internet, the radio, and in the future, the CD ministry that we have here. You can request one at any time you want. And our special guest today is Ramil and his family. We're thankful that you're with us today. Ramil will be teaching God's word here in a few moments. And we pray that while you're here listening to hear God's word today, we pray that you might experience his power, his love, and comfort that only God's word can give us. You know, the scripture says, he whose mind is stayed on God, he will keep him in peace at all times. So that's what we need in this world of chaos today, is peace. You will find an outline of today's sermon also in the church bulletin. And of course, the scripture of this month has been of this coming month is in Isaiah chapter 40 and 31. And the scripture says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Amen. And now we're going to continue doing and start doing what we come to do, and that's worship our God, and worship our God with your beautiful voices, because God wants to hear from you this morning. So we're going to begin in our hymnals with Tae Young at the piano and myself leading the songs. Hymn number 228, first and last stanzas, please. Aren't we wonderful that he died for us and that I don't have to do anything to be saved? He's already done everything that needs to be done to be saved. Now we're going to continue worshiping our God with number 349, 349. Hymn will be number 258, first and last stanzas, please. And if you please stand for singing first and last from 258. very much. Pastor Thomason.
I just wanted to remind everyone again that we are collecting the tithes and offerings, and the tithes and offering backs back in their foyer. Again, we have outdoor listening capabilities, and according to the official standards or whatever mandates, we can have 34 people inside, so what a blessing that is. I just want to remind people as well that even though we call it the Youth Bible Study, it is for anyone younger than Methuselah. So if you're younger than Methuselah, you qualify. If you're older, we need to talk. Anyway, but let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so very much for the greatness of your love and your mercy and your grace, for your divine power and your strength to be upon us and over us, that the Spirit of Christ would just dwell up and swell up within us, that the love of the Lord Jesus Christ would just overflow through us. Father, I pray for your hand of blessing upon each and every one of us, that as we look upon your word and as we draw close to you in prayer, that we would be living examples of your presence, of your love, of your mercy, and of your compassion. In Psalm 5, verse 11, David writes, "But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because you defend them. Let them also that love your name be joyful in thee." And Father, as we trust in you, we will have joy in you. We will entrust ourselves more and more in you. And that joy that we have, and that power to be a blessing to others, is not based upon circumstance, but based upon you and upon your love and on your mercy. And Father, we pray for your reviving and reforming power to be over this community, over this state, over this nation, and over the world. That people would listen and hear the word of God and be restored in their heart and revived in their soul to seek after you. That the people of Bethel would draw on your presence and deeply desire your presence in your word to grow in the wisdom and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That as we draw closer to you, we would live our lives to be more like the Lord Jesus, and that our family and friends, neighbors and co-workers would see the love of Jesus being lived out in us and would hear of your transforming power. We pray for this nation, which is in chaos in so many levels and ways, as there's bickering and argument, or there's discussion, however you want to phrase it, over what to do about with all this COVID going on, what to do about the riots, what to do about the election. Lord, you're in control, and we trust you with it. And we, as your children, need to conduct ourselves according to your will, your heart, and your desire, setting aside ourselves, but dwelling in your presence, being your presence and your mercy. We pray, O Lord, for your peace upon this nation, that you would use your people as a conduit of your peace through the love that comes from Jesus Christ. Lord, as we live in a fallen world, there are many who are afflicted with diseases of various types. And Lord, there are those that are afflicted with this COVID-19 disease, and we think of our president and his wife, and pray for your healing power and your strengthening spirit to be upon them. We pray for our dear friend, Lil Ida, and she has low blood platelets and as a result has pain, but we pray for your comfort and your peace. We lift up to you our brother, Mike Murphy, who's been having some significant back problem, and his wife Gloria with knee problems. Strengthen them, Lord, by your presence and by your healing power. We pray for those with cancer that they would be encouraged to look to you and rejoice in you and to wait upon you. Al Meek's Jim friend, Jim Shearer, and Dana Noriel's friend, Karen, Wayne Pitt's friend, Tarcisio, Ruth Tomlinson's friend, Nettie, and Donna Detweiler's son, or just some of those, Lord, that we know of that have cancer. Touch their bodies and give them strength in you. Father, we are thankful that Esther gave birth to Andrew Police as he entered the world on October 30th. Thank you, Father, for bringing this life into this world. And may you bring that life into your presence. We pray that you be the source of wisdom and guidance to the people of Bethel, that as we engage the community and with evangelism, as we engage the city with some construction ideas, that, Lord, that you would not just open the doors, but you would blow the hinges off, that people in our community would see the mighty hand of God at work, and that people would stand in awe of your might and of your power. We pray for various churches that are in conflict against the state over their control over the church, and we pray for you to demonstrate your might and your power, for you to build up the churches and lead them in your way, by your power, by your might, by your leadership, that the power of God and the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ would go forth and would conquer whom you would conquer, give life to whom you would give life to, and bring down to their knees those who you will humble and bring into your presence. Father, we pray for your hand of blessing upon those, our missionaries, throughout the world, for Giovanni and Barbara Avendano serving in Guatemala, Jose and Diane Avila serving in Latin America, Elvis and Stephanie Franco serving in Bogota, Colombia, Marta Peretti in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Carl and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain, Eusebio Marixa Perez in Malaga, Spain, Informed Choices ministering to women out of Gilroy, Daniel and Miriam Lacey of Bob's Auto Cafe, and Fred and Carol Lewis, training missionaries throughout the United States. Lord, guide these missionaries by your might and your power to be a conduit of your blessing, of your love, to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ, which alone has the power to change lives for eternity. We pray for your hand of blessing upon those who support the work of ministry in expanding the kingdom of Christ, and that you would bless them, whether they are here in the sanctuary, they are outside in our pavilion area, they are listening over the radio, KKMC, over the internet, or later on in the CD. Bless them, Lord, with your divine presence and guidance. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Thank you.
Well, thank you once again, choir, for blessing us with your beautiful voices. And again, I want to say welcome and thank you for coming to worship the Lord with us today. We're going to have Ramil coming, bringing us the word here in just a few moments. And before that, we want to turn in our scriptures to our study today. We're going to be turning into Daniel chapter 1, verses 1 through 21, the whole chapter. Daniel chapter 1, verses 1 through 21. And if you'll please stand for the reading of God's word. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand, with some of the articles of the house of God, which he carried into the land of Shinar, to the house of his God. And he brought the articles into the treasure house of his God. Then the king instructed Ashnah, the master of his eunuchs, to bring some of the children of Israel and some of the king's descendants and some of the nobles, young men in whom there was no blemish, but good-looking, gifted in all wisdom, possessing knowledge and quick to understand, who had ability to serve in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the language and literature of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed for them a daily provision of the king's delicacies and of the wine which he drank, and 3 years of training for them, so that at the end of that time they might serve before the king. Now from among those of the sons of Judah were Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. To them the chief of the eunuchs gave names. He gave Daniel the name Belshazzar, to Hananiah Shadrach, to Mishael Meshach, and to Azariah Abednego. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the chief of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now God had brought Daniel into the favor and goodwill of the chief of the eunuchs. And the chief of the eunuchs said to Daniel, "I fear my lord, the king who has appointed your food and drink. For why should he see your face is looking worse than young men who are your age? Then you would endanger my head before the king." So Daniel said to the steward, whom the chief of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, "Please test your servants for 10 days, and let them give us vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then let our appearance be examined before you, and the appearance of the young men who eat the portion of the king's delicacies. And as you see fit, so deal with your servants." So he consented with them in this matter and tested them 10 days. And at the end of the 10 days, their features appeared better and fatter and flesh than all the young men who ate the portion of the king's delicacies. Thus the steward took away their portion of delicacies and the wine that they were to drink, and gave them vegetables. As for these 4 young men, God gave them knowledge and skill and all literature and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding and all visions and dreams. Now at the end of the days, when the king had said that they should be brought in, the chief of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar. Then the king interviewed them, and among them all, none was found like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore they served before the king, and in all matters of wisdom and understanding, about which the king examined them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers who were in all his realm. Thus Daniel continued until the first year of King Cyrus. May God bless the reading of his word, and may we now bow with a word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, once again, We enter into your Holy of Holies. We enter into your throne room. We enter into your very presence by the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ to honor you for your faithfulness. Father, for 38 years, for you have been good to Bethel Baptist Church and all of our brothers and sisters, Lord. As I was mentioned earlier, Lord, you laid the foundations of Lord Jesus Christ, and we're just carrying on the baton. Lord, we all miss Pastor Otero, and we miss Raquel, Lord, and all the others have gone on before us that helped start this church here, Lord. Lord, it says in Lamentations chapter 3 and verses 22 through 23, the scripture says, "The steadfast of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." And you also tell us, Lord, in Psalm 89, verse 8, scripture says, "Who is like you, Lord, God Almighty? You are mighty, and your faithfulness surrounds you." And in Psalms 91, verse 4, your scripture says, "He shall cover us with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler." And in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 13, your scripture says, "If we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself." And in Deuteronomy chapter 32 and verse 4, your scripture tells us, "He is the rock. His works are perfect, and all his ways are just, a faithful God who does not wrong. Upright and just is he." And Father, with these few verses that we just read, we could find many more that would remind us of telling us how awesome and how faithful you are to all of us. We are all reminded of just how wonderful, Heavenly Father, you are to us, and nothing can separate us from you and your love for us. And Father, you are our shield. You are our hope. You are our promised victory. We were all born to win. We can never sing praises enough to you for your goodness and faithfulness to us. Father, may many hear the gospel today and repent and be saved. Now, Father, bless your word, bless your hearers of your word, and bless Ramil as he preaches your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. Ramil?